But where did Satan come from? And you notice on the screen there are two passages, Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. Now, look up for just a second from the slides. And what I'd like to tell you is that for every doctrine in the Bible, there is a key passage where that is presented by God, and it's open to us, the scriptures, everything God wants us to know about that. What's fascinating is that most people don't realize that you can just take a little bit of time and memorize the passage address, you know, like Isaiah 14 on the slide says, or Ezekiel 28. So for those of us that teach the Bible, one of the things, you ever wonder what you do in Bible school and seminary? You memorize the address, the scripture reference, where all these events take place. So if you want to know where the rebellion, the cosmic war began, where the demons became demons, where Satan became Satan from Lucifer, the highest created creature of God, there's only two passages you have to learn. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. Look back at your slides. That's where Satan came from. Now we're going to walk through chapter 14. And as we walk through Isaiah 14, what I encourage you to do is take your pencil or pen or whatever and write down some of these details, because what we're looking at are the scriptures that explain that. Now, to help you look at my Bible, I just took a picture of it. So right there, it's on the screen in front of you, and that the Lord begins to tell us about the fall of Lucifer right here in verse 12. Now, you say, wait a minute, what's the context? Well, I'm glad you asked that. Now, look up from your slide for a second. Do you remember the key to understanding any portion of the Bible, to interpreting the Bible correctly, the key to interpretation is the context. So to interpret is the theological realm of hermeneutics. It's proper interpretation of the scripture. Do you remember from class one that interpretation, there's only one for every scripture in the Bible. There are many applications, but there's only one interpretation. So many. And we're going to see those today. You want to see an application? The only defense against the demons and the cosmic war is in Ephesians 6, and it's the armor of God. So that's an application. Is Ephesians 6 in Isaiah 14? No. But let me show you something else over here. There are 31,000 verses in the Bible. We're looking at just one little passage right here. There are two ways that you can study the Bible. The first one is that you can let the weight of all 31,000 verses of the Bible rest on the passage you're looking at. Or what you can do is take all 31,000 verses and just cover one. This is called textual teaching. You might have heard of textual. The person announces their text, and they stay in the text, and they teach from it. This, where the one verse in the Bible has the weight of the entire Bible on it, is called exegetical teaching. And another word for it is expository, or another word is explanatory. So there's actually three ways that you can describe what this class is. Either you can say that I'm exegeting the scriptures, that means opening them up, or I'm expounding them, that again means opening out, or I'm explaining them. But when I do, I'm referring to all 31,000. I draw from all the rest of the Bible on whatever topic we're on. That's a little different than just staying in the text. If we just stay, look back at that slide. If we just stay in chapter 14, we would have great difficulty understanding that verses 12 to 15 have anything to do with Satan. I mean, we would wonder, we'd say, wow, I wonder who he's talking about. I wonder if someone else was called Lucifer. I wonder if that is like Satan Lucifer. But when you read it, look at what it says in verse 4. I will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon. So in chapter 14 of Isaiah, Babylon is the present illustration of Satan. In Ezekiel 28, it's Tyre and Sidon. So we'll talk more about that later. This is the fall of Satan. Satan said five things. I will ascend, I will exalt, I will sit, I will ascend. And then the last thing he says is right here. I will be like the Most High. Now look up for just a second. Did you know that's perhaps one of the clearest proofs that that's a divinely inspired passage? Do you know why? If I was writing, if it was a script for a science fiction movie, and I was making the beginning of the cosmic war against God, I would not say that if I was the character Lucifer, that I want to be equal with God. Who wants to be in an endless struggle where it's equality? I would want to be what? Greater than God. And if a man, a human, inspired the scriptures, they would have said in verse 14, I will be greater than the Most High. But you know what? Satan realizes he's a created being. Now he's the highest created being. He's the most powerful created being. He is the smartest created being. He was the most honored of all created beings ever. He was the top of all God's creation until he fell. But he knows he can't be greater than God. Looking back at the text, see what it says in verse 15? Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the depths of the pit. Now remember over here on our chart that the pit is the nether world. You've heard of the nether world. You've heard of Hades. You've heard of the grave. That's where he's going to be brought. And in a few class periods from now, when we look at that plan of the future, we'll identify this over and over again.